KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles. This is the Rock of Southern California, and this is the home of Sports on Tap.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
With JD and the Puss.
Great icebreaker. If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
Kicking off right now on 95.5 KLOS.
What? Dave's drunk? Dave's drunk and didn't show up?
Yes. That's okay.
Oh, there he is.
No, he's. Actually, he sent me a text. He's out becoming a father today. Literally, the very beginning stages. You know, the fun part of
being a dad.
Yeah, you know, he's in the back of some 57 Chevy somewhere. I don't know what the hell he's doing. Hopefully, listening to KLOS.
Might be. Happy Father's Day.
Oh, to good you. Stuff, man. Good stuff. So, 81 days till the National Football League starts. I can't wait, but I will tell you this. This is, and we're going to get into reasons why. I know you've taken some umbrage with this U.S. Open, and I can totally see your perspective. I'll tell you why this is my favorite U.S. Open that we've had as well, too, believe it or not.
Okay, I'm going to pull on this comfortable cashmere sweater while I ponder that. We've got stuff for you today. We got lousy Dad's Day gifts. We got original Dad's Day gifts.
We got lousy dads.
Do we have moose milk?
No, no moose milk. We got Jack Daniels.
I love that album. It's Can't Buy a Thrill from Steely Dan giving you the reeling in the years on 95.5 KLOS. Yeah. Sports on Tap with JD in the Bush. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, you too.
I'm going to say it to you like every time we open the mic, okay?
That's fine.
Happy Father's Day.
Like I said, one for each illegitimate kid I fathered. That's okay. So we got about eight more segments. That's okay. One for each kid in each state that I haven't been to.
Every time the phone rings and there's a 702 number on it, you don't recognize it, you just kind of take a short breath and think, uh-oh.
702? I mean, 917 from New York, 305
from
Miami.
No, I mean from the Vegas days, from the UNLV days.
Oh, yeah, period from any day. Yeah, just from road trip days. 504 down in New Orleans. I'm like, oh, geez, here it comes again, you know. I start, I automatically, come on, like you haven't thought back, where was I 9 months ago, really?
No, I try not to.
I'll remind you.
Okay, thanks.
I'm here till 9.
Top father-son sports duos. That's one of the things that we're going to do today. It'd be all about dad today.
Sure.
You know what I want to nominate right at the top of the list? I mean, normally we would build up to a number one, right?
Okay.
Can I just unload because I'm going to burst because I can't help it?
Okay, you can do that.
My favorite one. Buddy Ryan and his twin sons, Rex and Rob Ryan. Huh? Yeah. How about that for sports combo, father-son combo?
Yeah, getting in a bar fight when they're 3 weeks away from Social Security,
and,
right?
And Dad got in a fight on the sideline.
Yeah, he got in a fight all the time. He was crazy. Yeah.
You remember Buddy Ryan?
Of course.
With Kevin Gilbride, right?
Kevin Gilbride, yep.
That's who he got in a fight with. Uh-huh. On the Oilers sideline?
Absolutely. He was fired up. Look, he's the one who orchestrated the Bears' 85 defense.
He is. He gets
those attitudes and those egos and stuff there, and he fostered that and just turned into a great career. But the thing is, he was never trying to be like that. That was naturally his personality, and the apple hasn't fallen far from the tree with those two guys.
Does Rex still have a job with ESPN? They decided?
As of now, wouldn't they have fired him by now?
I would think they'd do that right away if they could do that.
Yeah, they would do that three weeks ago. But look, a bar fight's looked upon a little softer than a DUI, slapping up your chick, right. You know, which as it should be.
If he'd punched out a woman, correct. Like what's his name did the college,
which one?
Yeah, right, exactly. if he'd have done that, he'd be out.
Right, of course, as he should be there. But he's just getting in a bar fight. Oh, that's Rex being Rex. You know, I mean. Unfortunately, the way they look at it. So
awesome.
He's a wild card. He's going to be the Manny Ramirez of broadcasting. You know that, don't you? People are going to watch because they're going to wait to see what the guy says.
Sure. Well, yeah, and that's the whole point. It's like the Howard Stern thing. Yep. You know, it's like, wait, wonder what he's going to say next. Yep. Wonder if he'll get in a fight on the set of ESPN and duke it out with one of those reporters.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So, hey, your team, the Celtics. Traded away the number one pick.
My team.
Aren't they your team?
What are you talking about, boy?
Oh, you like the Lakers. Sorry, my bad. I get those mixed up all the time.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Wow. Okay. The Lakers East. The
Lakers, you know what that's going to lead to? You watch your ass over there.
You're going
to
come eat one of my two Pop-Tarts. You're going to take my Pop-Tart right out in front of me. You got two of them. Watch this, Rob. Oh, man. I even popped it, too. And it's all steamy.
Do you like the move? Do you like the trade of number one picks for Philadelphia? I mean.
Dude, you're moving two spots.
They've tanked for 9 seasons in a row.
Yeah.
They have 11 number one picks.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably won't make the playoffs next year. No, I mean, honestly, your boy is probably just what they need.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it's and here's the thing that's interesting. Philadelphia just yesterday worked out this Markelle Fultz kid, who, if anyone went on to a UCLA game this year, you got to see Lonzo Ball, future Laker, and Markelle Fultz, who was the only guy who was any good at Washington that didn't even make a tournament. That's how good and how special this guy was. He works out for Philly. The second the workout's over, they get on the phone with Boston and say, let's do this.
Let's do it.
Here's the thing. Boston wasn't going to take him anyway. Boston waited till that was done and said, we're taking Josh Jackson
They're taking Josh Jackson. Right, they have Isaiah Thomas already.
Yeah, we're taking Josh Jackson, which leaves this other Lonzo guy, whoever it is, to slide number two to the Lakers. And the soap opera and saga is going to continue and march on. I actually bumped into Lonzo Ball's grandfather. I see him quite a bit outside the office. Mm-hmm. And he goes, 19 of us are boarding the plane Monday. We're flying back to Brooklyn for the draft on Thursday. 19, the whole clan, the agents, taking everybody and their brother, LaMelo, LaJello, LaPudding Pop, whatever the hell the kids' names are over there. Starts with an L. I know they're all going to Brooklyn to hang out there and have some fun to watch him get number two, man.
You know, it's Brooklyn that you can blame for the Celtics having all of these draft picks, you know? I mean, they made that deal. Do you remember the deal that they made for Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett? That's when the Russian guy owned the team, right?
Yeah, the Russian billionaire. Sergei Kovalev. Oh, no, wait a minute.
That's the guy from the fight last night.
That lost us. Okay, Ivan Drago.
There you, No, it's not him either. No, it's
that's
not.
That's the guy from
that's
Rocky.
The Rocky movie.
Joseph Stalin. No.
We'll get back to you on that one, Rob.
Smirnoff.
Come on. That's the comedian. That's friend of Fraser Smith. Coming up on the program.
Friend of mine. I'll do a shot.
One of the things we're going to do, a couple things. One is top 10 TV dads. That's always a fun thing to do. The list changes every year.
I got my number one.
Yeah, me too.
It's different from yours.
Guaranteed. And dad songs that rock today. When I first started looking for like dad songs for Father's Day, it's all sappy Cats in the Cradle stuff. Forget that.
Yeah,
it's dad
sappy
songs that rock today. That's what we're going
to
play.
Yeah, and if you're a sappy dad, then just go celebrate Mother's Day. We don't want you. We want the unsappy dads listening to the show.
Oh, by the way, some Roger Waters tickets are going to go out the window during the show today, too.
He's not a sappy dad. He's not a sappy dad.
It's all
he's
coming
a badass
up. 95.5 KLOS. Sports on Tap with JD and the Bush on 95.5 KLOS. Some Beatles, little White Album. No, White Album. What am I saying? We're talking about that. The other one is on the White Album. Happy Father's Day. Top father-son sports duos. Right off the bat, I had to go for somebody that I wanted nominated for the top, and that's the Ryans. You know, Buddy Ryan. Rex.
Buddy, Rex. Why not, man? Why not? Hey, it's father-sons that stick out to us. Are they not?
They stick out. No question about that.
Yeah.
How about this? This is at the top, or around the top of my list, too, is the Griffies. Junior Griffey and his son. Because Junior, first of all, Junior had one of the sweetest baseball swings I've ever seen. So pure that it went for 630 home runs. But you know what? Pops wasn't bad either. Pops was a two-time world champion with the Big Red Machine era Reds with Pete Rose and all those guys. And oh, by the way, did you see Pete Rose's statue yesterday?
Yeah, Pete.
Pretty cool. It's sliding. It's a head-first slide statue. They're getting creative with these sports statues. I like that.
Yeah, but what I like, too, is the attention to detail. If you actually noticed, he had a $20 bill in his back pocket he was getting ready to put on the basketball game.
It's actually in his hand. It's in his hand.
Oh, it was in his hand?
Yeah, because he's sliding.
Oh, I thought that was his
first
gloves. No, players put the gloves in their hands.
It's a bill. It's a bill.
Yeah. Okay, wow. Okay, makes sense now.
If we were in Cincinnati, they would be outside the radio station waiting for us.
Cincinnati. Bubba. Bubba and Cooter would be outside waiting for us.
So those two, that's a good nom. I like those two for father-son combos.
Yeah, Griffey is really special to me as well, too. Growing up in Seattle, right when Ken Griffey Jr. started to break into the big leagues.
You watched him a bunch of
all the time, yeah. And I'll still never forget the game where he and his dad both homered in the same game. Is anything cooler than that?
You know, honestly, that's one of the reasons why I bring this up so near the top, because I don't think as a father, I don't think you could ever top that. I mean, first of all, you got to play in the show. You were good enough to play Major League Baseball. Then your son grows up. He's not only good enough to play Major League Baseball, he's better than you are. He's going for like 600 home runs. Then you both wind up on the same team and get to play on the field at the same time. That's mind-boggling. But then the coup de grace, I mean, you go up there and you two hit back-to-back, Jack. You hit back-to-back home runs in a Major League Baseball game. Stop it.
It was amazing. And when you think, father-son combos, and you think of baseball as well, one that I knew you wouldn't nominate that I'll just throw out there, whether it's steroid-induced or not, Barry and Bobby Bonds.
I got them on the list.
You got them on the list?
They're on here, sure.
No, that's on page 6.
If you ever looked at the stuff that I sent you for this show, I'd be flabbergasted, number one.
You never get to page 6. You're that guy who comes with all these prepared notes, and I just come with a couple things I wrote at the bar on a cocktail napkin.
You think he's kidding about that cocktail napkin stuff.
You got him on page 6. You're never going to get to him. You're never going to get to him and nominate him.
There's no reason for that, Rob.
No, I don't
blame
you.
Damn giant.
I know. No, good stuff.
Go ahead.
No,
talk about Barry Bonds. Tell us how great Barry Bonds was.
Well, Barry, when he got to San Francisco, he hit the weight room really hard, and his head actually expanded as well, too.
Not 735 on Sports on Tap. Thanks for being...
There you go. That's it. We're all done talking about Bonds, so that's fine.
Nobody cares here.
I know. Well, you know what? He is from Riverside.
His father was from Riverside.
Yeah, but he was born out there. That lucky bastard. Good stuff,
Rock
man.
Rock out with one. Okay, there we go.
There we go.
I got another one for you. How about this one? How about Ken Norton Sr. and Jr.?
Yeah.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Because Ken Norton Sr., you want to talk man. You want to talk man style. Mm-hmm. Not once, not twice, but 3 times got in the ring with Muhammad Ali. I mean, you had to have gigantic stones to even get in the ring with that guy back in the day.
Yeah, it's not like nowadays where we can dance around for 30 seconds, make 100 mil, and be done with it as well. Like that big super fight we got coming up with Lucky Charms and
super
and
fight.
Floyd Money.
Super joke. Super fight.
You know,
what's wrong with you?
I talked about that.
It's not even a fight.
I've talked about it for like 30 seconds on my NBC show. What I said is, I did. I read an article that is actually an interview with Lucky Charms, who also goes by Colin McGregor, his sparring partner. And when his sparring partner says he has no shot in hell to win this, when that's your sparring
partner. He's not trying to win. you know what he's trying to do? He's trying to get in your wallet.
Right.
He's trying to get in my wallet.
But
that's all.
This is your boy, your sparring partner. Okay? That's like somebody coming down to do an interview with both of us.
Shot.
To do both of us, and I'd be like, yeah, JD knows a little about music, but he'll never make it in radio. See you next Sunday, JD. We're doing he laces him up and goes sparring with him 10 minutes
later.
Twice
he's used that analogy on me. What is he trying to tell me?
Well, the last time was off air. This time was on air.
Have you looked at your email yet?
Yeah, I have your email. I got plenty of emails.
Are you ready to perform? All right, play the imaging. If he's ready, he's already looked at it. Go ahead. Hit the button. Time to rock out.
Now, it's time to rock out.
Rock out.
I want to rock out.
With your Rob out.
Well, then you better just roll your fat butt over here and do it then. Right there.
I have it all along.
Wait. Put the reverb on. Here we go.
I'm a joker. I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight toker. I get my lovin' on the run.
Woo-hoo! 800-955-KLOS. What do we have for you? How about tickets to see Roger Waters, the Pink Floyd experience of your lifetime, June 27th? And we'll put you in the running for the front row seats, too. Rock out with your Rob out, baby. Can you give us title and artist on that one? If you can, you'll be a winner with KLOS.
And now, it's time to... Rock out.
Rock out.
I want to rock out.
With your Rob out.
Cool prize up for grabs. How about Roger Waters at Staples Center coming up June 27th? If you can identify this song.
I'm a joker. I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight toker. I get my lovin' on the run.
Woo-hoo! Maybe. The easiest one of these we've ever done, you think?
Yeah. I think so.
Maybe. I guess I'm saying that because the title is actually in that line. But
plus, I've been asked to fill in on tour for him sometimes if he needs a day off or two here or there.
800-955-KLOS is our number, and at the top of the list is Crab. Crab, what's up?
Good morning, boys.
How are you, man?
Fine, thank you.
What's up, Crab?
Give me the right answer for some Pink Floyd tickets.
That's way too easy.
It was easy.
Steve Miller. The Joker.
There you go, right there. All right, yeah.
We wanted to get you involved. We know that you finish runner-up all the time, so you're
thank
welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day.
Hey, congratulations. A pair of tickets to see Roger Waters. That's on June 27th. We're also going to put you in the drawing for the front row seats and meet and greet. Yeah, a chance to meet him and sit in the front row on the show on the 21st. Pretty cool grand prize there, okay?
Way cool. Thank you, dude.
Hold on a second. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening, Crab. This guy's been a listener of the show all the way back to show number one. And this, what are we up to? This is 94?
God, it feels
next week is the 95th show.
Feels like 2005 with you, but that's fine, man.
Yeah. All right, so more Roger Waters tickets coming up here in just a few. You know what? We also have some nominations for the list here for Sports on Tap Top 10 TV Dads. Top 10 TV Dads. I started at the bottom of the list for this one because this guy never gets mentioned, but I think this is one of the coolest TV dads ever. Gomez Adams.
Okay.
Think about it. He was talented. He could fence. He was a gazillionaire. Right?
Right.
I got you. Down in the basement, all that money. Are you with me? Gomez Adams, right?
Yes, absolutely.
There you go. Da-na-na-na. Dan Connor.
Okay.
Because he had to put up with Roseanne.
Of course. All right.
All right, we're formulating a list. We'll get to more TV dads coming up. But
Cliff Huxtable.
Yeah, you know what? Cliff Huxtable has kind of fallen off the radar a little
bit
on Father's Day.
Really?
I wonder what that is.
I don't know. I mean, hey, that was a great show. The Cosby Show used to come home, you know, mix your chocolate milk, sit around and just watch that.
No, it was pudding, actually.
Pudding, pudding pops. Yeah.
Pudding.
The pudding pops. Wow. Yeah, I used to go, Lisa Bonet, call me. Loved you 9.5 weeks.
Told you not to drink moose milk before the show. How about a Bushka fact? Do we have time for that?
Now, Bushka facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
I believe I'm reading the credits here. That is Gomez Adams singing on that right there.
Yeah, with
no, he's Russian.
With Bill Cosby on the back of vocals, you can kind of hear him.
No, come over here.
This guy's nickname. Okay. This guy's nickname was given to him by his father. And no, it wasn't Junior, so you can stop with that.
Okay.
Who gave the same nickname to a combat buddy that actually saved his life? Who's the son who shares a nickname with his father's combat buddy?
That's the hardest one you've ever had.
That's well, I take a lot of time to write this stuff, so I hope you appreciate it, Los Angeles.
Guess we'll find out what the answer is.
Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS.
Wow.
Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
No way.
Incredible yet true.
Who's the son who shares a nickname with his father's combat buddy? Well, his father gave it to his buddy back in the day because he saved his life by waking him up one night to tell him there was a viper just a few inches from his eye.
Oh, was that like Vietnam probably, right?
Apparently.
Psst, hey, man. Hey. Andy, hey, man.
Get up.
Hey, Rob. That's a snake, like, right by your face. God. Might want to get up right about now.
JD, wake up. You got a slump buster, dude. Come on, we got to get out of here. Oh, scary.
It's wrong.
He gave the name to his son, Tiger. That's right. Eldrick Tiger Woods.
Oh, Eldrick isn't the name?
He didn't
call his buddy Eldrick?
No.
No? So as cruel a father as he named his kid Eldrick?
Yeah, Tiger. Good old Tiger, man. How about that? Never to be heard from again after 2008, unfortunately.
All right, dad songs that rock today on Sports on Tap, right?
KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles. This is the Rock of Southern California, and this is the home of Sports on Tap.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
With JD and the Puss.
Great icebreaker. If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
Kicking off right now on 95.5 KLOS.
All right, hour two of the program. A couple of things for you. More tickets to see Roger Waters in concert at Staples Center, and the Sports on Tap Top TV Dads. Coming at you. How about a dad song that rocks? Dave?
The Cosby theme song. No?
No, sorry.
That's next.
Cliff Huxtable is off the list.
Pudding. Pops.
Frank Beard pounding away on the drums in a band with guys with really big beards.
Yeah. Did he have a beard, though, Frank Beard?
Not like Billy Gibbons.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The guy with the big beard doesn't have a name Beard. That's just, come
no,
on,
seriously,
man.
Frank Beard just really just most of the time just a mustache.
Correct.
I think there's a time when they all three had beards, but most of the time the guy named Beard doesn't have the beard.
Yeah.
How confusing.
Yeah, I know. You got to have the beard if you're going to go with a name like that.
Only come Sports on Tap will confuse you
at
this radio station like that.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, a lot of confusing stuff. So it's great. So it makes it a great radio station.
So... How about this? Top 10 TV dads. We gave you a little hint a little while ago saying I wanted Gomez Adams on my list. I thought he was cool.
Yeah, I told you I wanted Cliff Huxtable and Bill Cosby on mine.
Yeah, you know what? Cliff Huxtable really shouldn't be on here. He's really kind of creepy now.
This is subjective, not objective. Remember what we talked about? Come on, in our counseling session?
Okay. Thank you. How about this one? How about Phil Dunphy from Modern Family? Yeah. You like Phil? Phil is a dork, but I like Phil.
Yeah, from Grants Pass, Oregon, baby. Big Oregon Ducks, and that's the thing I don't like about him. But aside from that, he's a good guy. Good guy. Great show. I mean, that show's been going on forever and, you know, really hits, you know, the mainstream of America, too.
How about Peter Griffin?
Yes.
From Family Guy. These are the Sports on Tap top 10 dads. That's what we're doing. Our top 10 dads.
Your top 10 dads, all right?
Let's see. So Gomez Adams at 10, and Dan Connor was number 9 from Roseanne. Mm-hmm. Number 8, Phil Dunphy. Number 7, Peter Griffin. Number 6, Don Draper, Madman, right?
Yeah.
He's not winning any Father of the Year awards.
Yeah, which is it Father of the Year or is it Cool Dads, you know? I mean, that's why, I mean, come on.
He's on our list. Dude, that was important.
Cliff Huxtable was a doctor, man. He saved people and used to fix people and put his hands all over them. And then he would, barbecue. He would barbecue when it's wintertime outside. That's what Cliff Huxtable did.
Up next on the list. How about this one? You're going to love this one. Red Foreman from That 70s Show.
Okay.
Yeah. I think a lot of guys would like to have Red Foreman as their father. Look, just get some beer out of the fridge, go down to the basement, and I don't want to see you. So I just don't want to watch it.
All right. So far, that's what's great about you and I. You know, from two different schools here, is you haven't mentioned any of my four. Obviously,
hit me.
Cliff Huxtable was on there.
Right.
All right. My favorite show growing up, and I still watch reruns all the time, Archie Bunker.
You know, Dave is right. As a matter of fact, he just held up a piece of paper a second ago. Yeah. Where's Archie?
Yeah. Oh, did he? Okay. Yeah. Make America great again, Trump. That's how you do it. That's how you do it is bring back
Archie Bunker.
And you knew when you were.
Thank you.
Girls were girls and men were.
Stifle, Edith.
Shut up, Edith. Oh, that's one of mine on the list. Tony Soprano. How would you like Tony Soprano?
You're getting too close to the top of the list here. Tony Soprano is like way up at the top.
Oh, okay, good.
You're premature with Tony Soprano.
Okay, well,
give me another one.
All right, probably my second favorite dad on TV behind Cliff Huxtable would be from the great show Shameless, and that would be Frank Gallagher, William H. Macy. That right there. I think every dad should strive to be just maybe 5% better
than he is. That dad is a mess. Okay?
Awesome.
Just going to say that. He's great. I love William H. Macy.
It's a great show.
That dad is a mess, though. Oof.
So Frank, Soprano, Archie
Bunker,
and Cliff Huxtable.
How about this one? Al Bundy.
Yeah.
Al Bundy.
Yeah.
Four touchdowns. Polk High,
four touchdowns. Sits on the couch with hand down his pants. Right, sitting there watching TV.
You already mentioned Tony Soprano. Mm-hmm. So
how'd you like to have him for a dad? Somebody gives you a hard time. Yeah, I'm going to have my dad come over.
How wicked was that guy's a dad? I mean, he was pretty good to his kids, but didn't he kill his nephew? Didn't he snuff out his nephew in that rollover accident?
Okay.
Christopher?
Haven't we all taken a shot at our nephew? Some have been successful, some have not. But have we not all not had that nephew?
No, I haven't, Rob.
Okay.
Just in case you're listening, nephew. No, I haven't.
Come on. We've all had some. Okay, fine. An uncle? Haven't we all had that guy you want to leave your Thanksgiving party? No?
Here's the big one that's not on the list, though, that nobody's brought up yet. Homer Simpson.
Homer.
Come on. This is one of the great TV dads of all time is Homer Simpson. What hasn't Homer Simpson done?
Obviously, 30 years, 40 years on that show. I mean, he's covered everything, man.
I love the South Park episode. The Simpsons did it.
Yeah.
Where they're trying to come up with new episodes. How about this? Simpsons did it.
Yeah, they already have, man. Nothing they haven't done.
So. I think it's unanimous, though, that our number one dad for the Sports on Tap top 10 TV dads has got to be...
Lonzo Ball's dad. LeVar.
It's not LeVar Ball.
You're gonna see him all over the draft, baby. I guarantee you. Come Thursday.
Oh, they may ban him from that too, like they banned him from the workout. Walter White from Breaking Bad.
Ah,
come on. He's a businessman.
Yep.
He's an educator.
Right.
He's a gozillionaire.
Mm-hmm. Kids, you should be resourceful like that.
Gangster.
Absolutely. Get out of your parents' house. If you're over 18, they don't want you there. So what if you're going to that community college down the street? Just take up an extra part-time job like Walter White did. Tell them Sports on Tap sent you, and the cops will be fine with it. They listen to this show, too. Trust me.
More father-son sports duos on the way as well at Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS. Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS. It's JD and the Bush every Sunday morning, 7 to 9. This is what we do around here is a little... little sports action. For Father's Day today, boy, and the list is long, top father and son duos in sports. We've covered a bunch of them. We talked about the Griffeys, Ken Griffey Jr. and Sr. We talked about the Nortons, Ken Norton Sr. and his son that played for the Niners and has gone on. He's still involved. As a matter of fact, he's is he still coaching the Niners? He was.
Norton Jr., right?
Yeah,
Norton Jr. Yeah, he was the Seahawks coach, went down to the 49ers as well.
You know who we haven't mentioned is the Mannings.
Yep.
I mean, a lot of people don't like the...
Yeah, because they're royalty. I mean, Archie, and then obviously Peyton and Eli, and there's another brother that never made it, Cooper. But yeah, you're right. That's a great father.
He's the badminton one, right?
He's the badminton one, yeah. He's referred to as the other one whenever you see him in commercials talking. So how about more baseball locally right here, the Boones from Villa Park?
Wow, yep. How many Boones you want to get into that
Bob,
conversation?
Brett,
man,
Aaron.
Three kids, right? Three that played Major League Baseball?
Absolutely, yeah. And Aaron
Bob
still
Boone used to play for the Angels. I mean, he was a baller for the Angels back in the day, too.
He was, awesome catcher as well. It's not very often you find dads who are catchers and the kids don't follow in those steps. They go out and they play in the infield. It's kind of interesting the way that worked out. Yeah, but Aaron still has a good career in broadcasting. In fact, he does Sunday Night Baseball. You can hear him later tonight.
He's actually
very good, too,
you know?
He knows when to talk, when not to talk, how much to talk, and doesn't step on the play-by-play guy, thank God.
Which an old play-by-play guy like you really appreciates.
Hate it.
We talked about Kobe and Jelly Bean Bryant, but you know what? How about this? How about Michael Thompson and Klay Thompson?
Yeah.
This is really interesting coming up in the year going forward and will be maybe very interesting a year from now because Michael Thompson was part of the Showtime Lakers that won back-to-back championships in 87 and 88. Now, Klay Thompson has won this year. They're loaded. You know they're going back to the finals next year. He's going to have the opportunity to be, I mean, no, but think about this. He's going to have the opportunity to win back-to-back. Then you would have a father-son duo that both won back-to-back world championships in the same sport. Wow.
And Klay would have got three out of four as well, too, because they won.
If they hadn't clanked one last year. I mean, really, you were up, 3-1, and they let that get away.
Yeah, they were up 3-1, so, and are we going to see the same NBA Finals for the next three, four years? Who knows? We very well may.
You know, not necessarily, because, you know what, the Cavaliers are way up. They're like $10 million over the cap, and you know what that means?
Someone's got to go.
Well, listen, it's $10 million over the cap means that the luxury tax, that's three times that. That's $30 million over the cap. And they need to retool like crazy because Korver, done. Shumpert, done. JR, keep him if you want to, but you're not winning a ring with that guy. Yeah. I mean, they need to spend a lot of money. And look at this. This is how bad it is for Cleveland. You've got one of the greatest players in the history of the game on your team.
Kyrie Irving.
You have to go out and sign other players to surround this guy. Because what happens when he goes? What happens? Cleveland goes right back into the toilet where they came from.
Yeah.
Right?
We saw that from best record in the league, worst record in the league, all because of one guy.
That's
crazy, man.
Some honorable mentions. How about Howie Long and his kids, Chris and Kyle Long? The Andretti Racing Brothers.
Marco, Mario, Mike. They're...
Pudding.
On him. The Pudding. You know, Cosby, he races too. He'll be running from the cops soon enough.
Right.
So my favorite would be, of course, the soon-to-beat Laker, Lonzo Ball, his dad, LeVar. I mean, his dad is going to be one of the most famous sports dad when this is all said and done. And you're going to see it tenfold, 20-fold on Thursday when he gets chosen by your L.A. Lakers. Great job by Foot Locker. Put this commercial together if you've not heard this commercial. It's the NBA prospects taking a moment. We always hear the Mother's Day reflections. They're reflecting on Father's Day, what it means to have the dad in your life. This is De'Aaron Fox of Kentucky and actually Lonzo Ball, who spoke more in this commercial than he did his entire career at UCLA.
Dads are special. So many memories.
All those games of one-on-one in the driveway where he let me win.
Of course, there's that big day when your dad berates your high school coach in front of an entire crowd for not getting you enough touches. Or that special moment when your dad sits you down and tells you where you're going to college. Copyright your name to make it a part of a family lifestyle brand. Went on First Take and shouted back and forth with Stephen A. Smith about how you're already better than the reigning league MVP. All those interviews from the stands during college games. The public spats with the all-time greats. Soundbite after soundbite to the national media. And then tells 29 out of 30 teams to not bother drafting you.
And fishing. We went fishing a lot.
And fishing.
Could you guess which one was De'Aaron Fox and which one was Lonzo Ball?
Yeah, I think I know which one Lonzo Ball was.
God. That's great, though. At least he can have fun at his dad's expense with this commercial. I wonder what LeVar's thinking, though, when he sees that air for the first time. Oh, my God, am I really that bad? Yes. Yes, you are. So, but like I said, man, what better place to take him than the Tinseltown and the spectacle that comes with being a Laker, where it's just about as much as Hollywood
seems
and making commercials as it is playing basketball here. Yep.
Okay, on the way still, tickets for you to go see Roger Waters. That's a Pink Floyd experience that you certainly won't soon forget. That is on the way. And Raider fans, Raider great Mike Haynes going to join us coming up in just about 10 minutes right here on 95.5 KLOS.
On the next Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Every day next week on the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show, we are sending listeners to Vegas. It's two nights at the Monte Carlo Resort and Casino. $100 and tickets to Iron Maiden at the T-Mobile Arena July 3rd. Now, we're also going to have tickets to see Iron Maiden at Glen Helen Amphitheater July 1st.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Weekday mornings 5:30 to 9:30 on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Join the working man during the Red, White, and Boom event at Top Rocker Harley-Davidson. Now through July 3rd, their goal is to blow up every new and used motorcycle sales record in the state. You want to ride free all summer long? Use their triple no program. No money down, no interest for 90 days, and no payments for 120 days. So come in, meet the friendly staff and my dirty biker friends, and take a test ride on any new bike in stock. Visit them online at TopRockerHD.com. TopRockerHD.com.
A new concert from Pink Floyd's visionary, Roger Waters, Us and Them. Third show added, June 27th, Staples Center. Featuring songs from Pink Floyd's greatest albums, live. In extraordinary quad sound. Reserve seats on sale now at AXS.com.
Fact. Every moment is better with McCafe. Like a McCafe iced coffee, which, let's go over the facts, is cold and refreshing. And who could forget the fact that there's also McCafe smoothies and frappes, which, in fact, are awesome. So, you should go to McDonald's and grab a cold McCafe now. And that's a fact.
Amazing. Small McCafe beverages are just $2. And for only $1, you can get any size soft drink like Dr. Pepper, the one you crave. A la carte only. Price and participation may vary. Limited time only.
The RV Roadshow is coming to the OC. The only visit this summer. If you're even thinking about buying an RV, get to this show. It's big. Hundreds of trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, toy haulers rolling in for this show. Closeouts, pre-owned, dealing, trading, massive savings. Top manufacturer reps on site. Free parking, free admission. This is huge. Summer starts here. One chance, one place. The RV Roadshow in town 10 days only. Mike Thompson RV, Fountain Valley. MikeThompson.com. Going on now. Hurry before it's going gone.
You listen to the show, you know how much I love Jerome's Furniture. And anytime I come across something really, really great, I, of course, want to tell you about it. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm telling you about Jerome's Furniture and Jerome's Dream Shop and the complete fit process. What is that? Well, located inside every Jerome's Furniture store is the Dream Shop. And you're going to be greeted at the door, walk to the Dream Shop to begin your complete fit process. Just like I did. You're going to have your very own certified sleep expert. Now, the certified sleep expert will ask you questions about your current mattress, sleeping position, if you sleep alone or with a partner. And the certified sleep expert will explain the process while you try out three different beds to find which type of mattress is most comfortable for you. Is it plush, medium, or firm? And Jerome certified sleep experts will quickly and easily help you find the most comfortable mattress that's perfect for you and your budget. Right now, check this out. A queen mattress and foundation for $598. Yep. And you're going to find that inside Jerome's Dream Shop. You can either choose a pocketed spring gel infused memory foam or pillow top queen mattress and foundation. Again, your choice, only $598. You got to go to Jerome's Furniture and get yourself a new mattress and get a better night's sleep. You can also shop online at jeromes.com.
So we're heading on our annual family road trip and my brakes give out. Great job, Dad. Ruined the whole thing for everybody.
Bummer.
Don't be that guy. Let Pep Boys save your summer with Wagner Premium Brake Pads and Rotors at 25% off Pep Boys everyday low prices. And save $50 on any brake service package. Enjoy more summer with fewer bummers. Book your appointment now at PepBoys.com. Services after meal and rebate. Restrictions apply. Qualifying purchases by July 2nd, 2017. See store at PetBoys.com for details.
It's the RV Manufacturer's Summer Preview Sale. 2018 models and hundreds of 2017s. Over 90 brands. 1,000 new and used RVs with bank reps on site for special financing. Free admission, free parking, free food, free appraisals. Win a trip for two to see George Strait in concert in Vegas and stay on this trip. It's all at the 15-acre event center where the 405 meets the 22 in Westminster. Sponsored by Dennis Dillon and DDRV.com. Event ends Sunday.
Once again, the stars have aligned. You'll find the three-pointed stars only at the Mercedes-Benz Summer Event. You can get the car of your dreams at a price you never dreamed possible. Hurry into your Mercedes-Benz dealers of Southern California for a test drive today.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one ream of Staples 8.5 by 11 multipurpose paper and get one free. A savings of $7.99. Staples, it's pro time. And 624 in store only.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So, what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 7474 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7474.
It's a summer blockbuster weekend on KLOS.
With tickets nearly every hour to see Transformers The Last Night.
Optimus Prime is gone.
Humans and Transformers are at war.
The key to saving our future lies buried in the secrets of the past.
In theaters Wednesday.
Win your tickets to see Transformers The Last Night.
All weekend on the Rock of Southern California.
95.5 KLOS.
Hi, you've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, sweetie.
Dad? I told you not to call me at work.
Yeah, but I need some style advice.
Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, all men's styles are on sale now, up to 50% off, with shorts from $12, active from $8, and tees from $5 at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
$5?
Plus, the whole store is up to 50% off, so you can get amazing styles for everyone, even me.
Going to Old Navy now.
Oh, and make sure you get something for Father's Day, my treat.
Thanks.
High fashion, Old Navy. Valid 6/12 to 6/20. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today and today only deals.
Sports on Tap, brought to you by Top Rocker Harley Davidson.
Is over. Back now to Sports on Tap
with JD and the Bus.
You want to try real sport? Why don't you try
95.5 KLOS.
All right, on the way, we are looking for a phone call from Raiders great Mike Haynes. Should be joining us here coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also, a chance for you to score tickets to see Roger Waters in concert June 27th at Staples Center. It's all coming up. Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS. It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS, Sports on Tap with JD in the Bush. You know what? The Raider music, I think, would probably be appropriate right about now, Dave, if you could roll a little bit of that Raider music in there.
Autumn wind.
Yes, the autumn wind is a pirate. And on the phone with us, Raider great Super Bowl champion Mike Haynes joining us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, thanks for having me on. You're right. I'd love to hear that Raider music.
There you go. We'll play that Raider music for you. And, you know, when you get introduced, I mean, there's lots of 9-time Pro Bowler. Mm-hmm. You have many accolades, but the one that never gets old has certainly got to be Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, nothing like it. You know, it's what you play for. I wish I had more than one of them to show for, you know, for a really a great career with so many great players. I wish I could have played in a lot more than one.
Yeah, and good morning, Mike. It's Bush here from JD and the Bush. And when you go to Disneyland and they got the whole pirate thing going, do you tell them I'm Mike Haynes and play this song in the background? They let you cut. You can cut to the front of the line of Pirates of the Caribbean. You don't have to wait. You know that, don't you?
Well, it's embarrassing when I have to do it, but yes, I'll do it if I have to.
All the Raiders pull that card. I know they do. Marshawn's going to be doing it in a couple of weeks. Speaking of that, Marshawn Lynch, I mean, if you would have had a guy like Marshawn Lynch back in the day on your team, you had some characters, but this guy's a nut job, man. What's he going to do for your team?
Well, you know, I've gotten a chance to know him, not really know him, but meet him. You know,
yeah, nobody knows him.
Buffalo before he came to the Raiders.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah.
And it'll just be interesting to see. You know, he'll fit in. I think, you know, one, he loves the Bay Area. You know, his he's like a throwback to the old Raiders, as you were saying, to the point you were trying to make. And I think it'll be interesting, a lot of fun for fans.
Mike Haynes, Raider great, is with us. You know, Mike, a lot of the times you get kind of lumped in with Lester Hayes and, oh, those guys in the Stick'Em. There was so much talk about the Stick'Em, to even point to where I think it was Pete Rozelle decided we got to ban Stick'Em. But now these guys are wearing gloves. Mike, where do you come down on Stick'Em versus gloves?
Well, the thing that I don't like is when they'll, you know, say, wow, this guy is such a great receiver, great hands. You know, come on. You know, great gloves. Who's making the gloves, you know?
When you have an interception, it's dangling off one finger. I mean, come on. The ref's got to wrestle it back away from you. It kind of gives an indication.
So exactly. does Odell Beckham Jr. make that catch a couple of years ago without those gloves?
No way.
Thank you.
No way.
Right.
Thank you.
See?
Yeah. Hey, he did come out and say today, if you didn't read, though, that he's never been more ready for camp than he is right now, which appropriate being the fact that camp's over and we're not going to see you until July. I'm sure he'll find his way to a boat down in South Florida sometime soon. That still gets me. Did players do that back in the day? We know you enjoy your off time. Social media is not out there, Mike. It's not as publicized. But come on, you got a day or two off. You don't fly halfway across the country to go party on a boat when you got a playoff game the next week.
Well, there must be something very attractive on the boat that's getting him there.
Yeah, know? Ashley and Jenna. Yeah, I've seen it. I've been on that boat. Very attractive.
No, but, you know, he is a tremendous athlete. He's a phenomenal athlete, you know, great receiver. I don't think he really needs the gloves, but with the gloves is even a more of a great receiver. It's a lot of fun to watch him play.
I love that. Even a better receiver with the gloves.
Yeah, that's being diplomatic and professional.
And that's typical DB to say that, too. It's like, oh, they're wide receivers. You are the pride of Arizona State, Mike. I want to get you on this. I know this is going to light you up here for just a minute. But the fact that the NFL uses the NCAA as their, I don't know, as their minor league, it's got to really grind your gears. It's time to pay these kids something, isn't it?
Well, I used to feel that way even for the kids that were not making it to the NFL, you know. You're right. I think, you know, it is kind of a training ground for the NFL. But, you know, when I was in college, you know, we built the football team kind of built the rest of the school, you know.
Right.
We built the track that, you know, and we got nothing for that. You know, a lot of guys didn't even graduate. So I'm really glad that the NCAA has kind of cracked down on that, and guys have to take classes that are, you know, geared towards graduating, and the school can get in trouble if they don't have a lot of these guys finishing. So I like that part of it. At least they're doing the right thing with the guys who are, you know, who might be going there just to play football. That, you know, if it doesn't work out, they'll at least come out of it with a degree.
June is National Men's Health Awareness Month, and you know, Mike has been doing a great job. As a matter of fact, Mike and I spoke last year about this. Mike is a prostate cancer survivor, but Mike, you got to tell people how you discovered. You were at an event trying to do a promotion, trying to get people to get checked, and somebody said, how about if you get checked?
Yeah, well, they launched this program at the Pro Football Hall of Fame during the induction week. And at the time, I was working at the NFL, and my boss, one of the EVPs for the NFL, asked me to go down and see how the screening was going on. And so when I went, these ladies, they tried to get me to help, and so they encouraged me to take a simple blood test, and it might encourage the other guys to do it. So I did, and 30 minutes later, they called my name to give me the results, and I wasn't used to that. So right away, I started thinking, oh, something must be wrong. When he started asking me, the doctor started asking me all these questions about, did prostate cancer run in my family? What was my baseline PSA? And all these different things, you know, he started getting my attention. When he said that 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with this disease, I said, that sounds like a lot of men. How many women get breast cancer? 1 in 8. I said, wait a minute, I never even heard of prostate cancer. I know what breasts are. I know what a symptom of breast cancer is. What's the prostate? What does it do? I didn't even know.
Right.
But when he said 1 in 5 African American men would be diagnosed with the disease, that really got my attention. So I got back home, I called my primary care doctor, he pulled my chart, he looked at it and said, you know, Mike, we do have a little bit of a spike here. Just to be on the safe side, since you are African American, let's get you a biopsy. And that's the only real way you can tell. Well, my biopsy came back positive. And I had no idea of any of this. And so when I was later asked to be the spokesperson for prostate cancer, I said yes, because I felt like there were a lot of men out there like me. Mm-hmm. And now that I've been the sponsor or the spokesperson, had the opportunity to work with guys like Deacon Jones before he passed away, mm-hmm. and Fred Biletnikoff and Marcus Allen, Ronnie Lott, Chris Carter, so many other guys, including Commissioner Goodell. And talking with these guys, I realized how naive men are about their health. So I wanted to use my experience as an opportunity to educate men about the importance of early detection, because if you catch this early, if you detect it early, it's treatable. It's almost a 100% chance that you're going to be able to get it in time. You're going to have be able to play four quarters of the game, and stay in the game of life.
Yeah, truer words never spoken. I mean, look, I'm a guy. I don't go to the doctor unless something's bleeding. what is that? It's that way. So Mike Haynes is with us, of course, Raider great and Super Bowl champion. Hey, Mike, can I still take you up on that offer you made me, you and I, to go to Vegas and party when the team moves?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay. You didn't forget you sent that text, right? I saved it right here.
Look at Mike roll with the comedy. You got to love Mike just roll. Yeah, sure. Yeah, we're there.
I know, and I hear him telling his agent, last time I do an interview with you.
It's those guys at KLOS again.
Who the hell? What? No one. Don't pick up. Don't pick up. Caller ID.
Well, that is one of the good things about, I think, the Raiders moving to Las Vegas. I think it's just going to be a unique experience would not happen any other place.
Yeah.
And I think people will be coming from all over the world to watch football. Yeah. They may not be coming necessarily to watch the Raiders, but whoever the Raiders are playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, JD and I both went to UNLV, and when we did college football games there, nobody was there for the Rebels. They were there for the visitors. I saw Wisconsin in and Ron Dayne literally take over that house with 38 of the 40,000 Wisconsin fans. Vegas sold all their tickets to Wisconsin, double, triple the price. Who wouldn't want to go to Vegas, have fun and party? Oh, and see our team open up a can. I mean, come on. It's going to be great. So thank you, Mike.
You're right.
Yeah, great job. Okay, great cause as well, too. Hopefully you have a great Father's Day as well, too. And thank you for being a part of Sports on Tap on KLOS.
Well, thank you, and happy Father's Day to you guys as well.
All and right. to you, too, Mike. I know you've got a young son that's on his way off to college and everything, and it's great to get the word out, especially to your family, too, to get them to know, hey, man, the word is get checked and find out what your family history is and see if you're susceptible, right?
You got it. That's it. All and right. If you have any questions, want more info, you can always go to knowyourstats.org, and you'll find a lot of good info right there.
Raider great, Mike Haynes, thanks for being on Sports on Tap this morning at 95.5 KLOS.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mike. Okay. Great stuff.
Man, that was some secondary. Lester Hayes and Mike Haynes on the other side. Mike,
nice catch. Nice gloves.
Sit there and he'd hold the ball in one hand. He'd running in there. It was good, man. It was good. So, hey, you think Keith will get mad if I leave right now, literally, and just tell him I'm going to get checked? So Rob had to go 20 minutes early.
You can't because you have a Bushka fact that you need to do, okay?
I do.
So
I do,
stick around and do the Bushka fact, and maybe we'll let you go a couple minutes early, all right?
Perfect.
Hit it.
Now, Bushka facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
What do Al Pacino,
okay,
Denzel Washington,
uh-huh,
Mel Gibson,
yeah,
and Robert De Niro all have in common?
They're all actors.
Yeah, they're all badass actors, too. Yes, yes.
I win! Roger Waters tickets?
It goes a little deeper than that, Sherlock Holmes. All right, the hint here is you can even add former President Bush to that list. I'll tell you about it next. Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS.
Ready? Now, more of your one-stop shop for sports fan wisdom and the jams to go along. Sports on Tap is back.
With JD and the Bush.
On 95.5 KLOS. Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
In honor of Father's Day, what do Scarface, Zell, Gibby, and Bobby De Niro all have in common?
Actors of badass movies.
Yes, they are. That's one. Okay. They are all fathers of twins.
Okay, that's why the George Bush reference, because that's one that really threw me, was it? And George Bush is in there, too? What has he got to do?
I was going to say...
All fathers of twins.
Yeah, I was going to say they're all Republicans, but we know Zell's not a Republican. Zell's not. No, we know Gibby doesn't vote, and Scarface is just both.
Stay close. Tickets for Roger Waters for you next on 95.5 KLOS. It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS, Sports on Tap with JD and the Bush. We have one more piece of business to take care of before we get out the door. That is tickets for Roger Waters coming up June 27th at Staples Center. If you can figure out what this is.
And now it's time to rock out.
Rock out.
I want to rock out
with your Rob out.
One more performance from the bush this morning, and here we go.
Everybody else is just green. Have you seen the chart? It's a hell of a start. It could be made into a monster if we all pull together as a team.
All right, here's what's weird. We're out of time because Chris is ready to go in a couple of minutes. So live phone calls right now, 800-955-KLOS. Can you identify? What? What?
The delay.
That's okay. I just have to talk for a few seconds.
No,
that's all,
time.
Dave. So do that while we wait. 800-955-KLOS. Tell us what the song is. You're going to win the tickets. Go.
Yeah. Now, if you are out there looking for a gift for your dad last minute, please don't stop by CVS. You heard the deal. August 26th, we know Mayweather versus Lucky Charms there in Las
Bologna
Vegas.
Fight.
Okay, absolutely. A baloney fight. Now, there is a special brothel in Vegas that's running a promotion for a cool $100,000.
Yeah.
You and your dad get ringside seats.
Wait, what now? A brothel?
A brothel in Vegas.
In Vegas is doing what?
Is doing a promotion. $100,000 even. You and your dad get two tickets to McGregor versus Mayweather, and on top of that, your dad gets a roll in the hay with all 24 women on staff at this brothel.
Now, so wait a minute, I go pay $100,000.
$100,000. You get to sleep with 24 women and tickets to the fight. If that's not the best Father's Day, please, trust me. Mom will give him a pass for this. Mom will give him a pass.
I'm not giving a pass for
if you can pull 24 off. Now, I'm an investigative journalist here. I tried to see, JD, is it 24 at once? Is it 24 over a weekend-long bender? And you can actually spread it out over the course of the weekend, all 24. So $100,000. But buyer beware, this is the same brothel that damn near killed Lamar Odom. And he was probably in much better shape than your dad.
Is it the Moonlight Bunny Ranch?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where that guy from HBO is on?
No, the Bunny Ranch, they're just doing a two-for-one special.
If
you don't want to get mom as mad, because, I mean, two women are better than 24, right? And it's half the price, less than half the price. So,
all right, here we go. Live phone calls. Looking for a winner here for Roger Waters tickets. Can you identify the song that Rob was just performing a second ago? Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, which one's pink?
Which one's pink is a wrong answer. Sorry. Next call. Title and artist for what Rob just performed. Yeah, you got to listen. You have to listen on the phone, not the radio, because you're in the delay. And yeah, here we go. All right. Hi, KLOS. Once again, got to listen to the phone, not the radio. Listen to the phone, not the radio. I can hear the phone in the background. Hi, KLOS. Who's this? Yeah, see? Listen to the radio. Listen to the radio. This is what happens when you have a delay.
Man.
Yeah, I can hear him in the background. Listen to the radio. Listen on the phone. Listen on the phone. Listen on the phone.
Hey,
hi.
I'm here.
What's your name?
Spencer Sherman.
Title and artist for Roger Waters tickets.
Great. That was Have a Cigar.
That is Have a Cigar. Bye.
Pink Floyd.
Well, you better get that part
there
right.
There you go. There you go.
What's your name?
Spencer Sherman from Corona.
All right, go. Corona, somebody in Crown Town wins
like
the tickets.
So I'm talking about Sherman. Are you any relation to Richard Sherman?
Got it.
Today you are. Today you are.
Great day.
All right, hold on. You're a winner with KLOS. Up next, my favorite show on KLOS. It's Breakfast with the Beatles on 95.5 KLOS.